mesdames et messieurs. Today, coming to you live on the Triple M Worldwide Network. On bass, Santo Chalaro. On drums, Sam Pang. And on a very big synthesizer, today's special guest, Tom Gleisner. So jump on board the Five Ring Express. It's time for the Rush Hour, going for gold.
Boys, coming up on today's show, a full roundup of day three at the Games, including a complete list of all the people Emily Seebohm thinks she's disappointed. My co-host here in the studio, a man who on yesterday's form could be accused of tanking, Sam Pang.
Thank you very much, Santo. I'm going to address yesterday's performance, but
nice.
About poor Emily Seebohm, of course, we've all seen the footage, and I know exactly how she feels. I reacted the same way when I found out the circle had been axed.
Very nice, Sam.
It's going to be a big show, Santo.
It's going to be a big show. Tom Gleisner will be joining us, of course.
Yes. Wayne Carey, the king. Is he the king or the duck?
I reckon Mr. Carey to you.
Yep.
Former Olympian swimmer and breaststroke world champion, Lindley Frame.
Yeah. And we're going to try to track down James Brayshaw on the phone from London, so that'll be good.
We can do that. All that and more coming up on the Rush Hour, going for gold.
This is the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1 Triple M. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, Santo Chalaro, Sam Pang.
Oh, nicely done, Higo. Let's get right into it. It's time for a
London update. London
calling. Okay, a London update. Did you like that?
That's a very big intro for what does it say when the intro is better than the segment? Is that it's a bad thing?
I don't know. I'm used to that my whole life. Yeah. And and thank you to the Clash who came in especially for us to do that. And the swimming. I guess the swimming has been the main story of the 30th Olympiad. The Australians, Emily Seebohm.
That is the main story, isn't it?
It is the main. I mean, she was raging favourite in the women's 100 metre backstroke final. She slayed them in the heat and in the semi. In fact, Misty Franklin, who ended up winning the final, she actually won with a slower time than Emily's heat and semi time. So she was very, very upset.
Emily, and understandably, I'm sure as I mentioned in the intro, I'm sure everyone has seen the footage. But yeah, the disappointing thing, Santo, is that she had such a good heat and such a good semi final where she broke the Olympic record, and then. It seems as though she's just had a disappointing performance in the final.
It was very upsetting to listen to. She said, I feel like I've disappointed my parents. I feel like I've disappointed my coach. I tell you what's upsetting. She didn't mention all the other people she's let down.
I know.
The sponsors.
That's
the sponsors, the Channel 9 network.
Australian Public.
You and me.
You and me.
Anyway, bad luck to her. And she shouldn't think about it too much.
I tell you, as a man who's disappointed his parents many times, just Emily, everything will be all right.
It actually was quite sad, wasn't it? It was actually a bit distressing.
It was. Hacky did a great job,
poolside
as always. I just on that, of course, the big news is the is Ye Xuan and Ruta Melyutaj.
Melyutaj, yes.
They are 15 and 16, and they've officially taken these Olympics by storm. They're 15 and 16. Mm. Seebohm, Emily's 20. Liesl Jones, of course.
She's older than that.
Yeah, she's 26. My question is, how much longer can this country afford to send these aging over the hill, one step in the grave of competitors over there, and expect to bring back gold? Now, last night's final.
I just wonder whether they send the young girls because they get in the stadium half price.
So and friend fresh for the final, because last night's finals were, I think, they were about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Exactly. Well before her bedtime.
Exactly, and also our Emily and Liesl, like, they are having dinner at 4:30, in bed by 7. This is not the optimum time for them to compete,
it's
Santo.
Not, it's not. Liesl just fifth in the 100 metres breaststroke.
Yes,
and she's decided it's time for the younger girls to take over. So she said it's officially the passing of the baton. Oh, well, not that you do that in the pool, in the relay, but that's
what
that
would actually would make it an interesting event. If they had to pass the baton, it would be good.
Nick Darcy came seventh in the 200 fly. Now, it was a commentary version of Tumbleweeds when he was being announced, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah.
The pool temporarily froze when he walked in. The pool froze.
Yeah, it's he's on his way back. He didn't make the finals. It's five years in the making and didn't make the finals. He's on his way back. I'm catching up with him on Tuesday night for a couple of beers, so that'll be interesting. I'm a bit nervous, but
we do have to go to a break. But I did want to say something. You mentioned Ruta Meliutaert. The 15-year-old Lithuanian. She was crying for joy.
Gold medal in the breaststroke. Great performance.
And the only thing that I thought that let it down was the national anthem at the end. Now, no disrespect to the composers of national anthems, but you've got to say they're slightly dirgy, would you say?
Yeah, they're not overly inspirational.
The Lithuanian one is not. It's not a toe tapper. But I've got to congratulate. Yeah. I've got to congratulate some of the other teams who have made an effort. For instance, Thailand. Have you heard the new Thailand?
No, I haven't.
Have a listen to this.
We're from Thailand. The fighting fury, we're from Thailand. In any weather, you will see us with a grin.
More in a moment from London. This is the Rush Hour going for gold on Triple M. New rock from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Brendan's Death Song, 105.1 Triple M. We are doing the Rush Hour going for gold while JB and Bill are in London. We've got Santa Chilara and Sam Pang here. We will catch up with JB soon, though.
And because it was so successful, let's have some more
London Update.
When you said successful, I thought you were going to go back to the Thailand national anthem again.
No, we can't follow that up. Yeah, hopefully we can, though. But there's been some great results overnight. I'm reading all sorts of things here. Tennis, Leighton Hewitt got through.
Well, in terms of big news, I don't know why we aren't just leading with that. That's just massive, big Aussie, Aussie going for gold.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say gold? Yes, we are.
Are we allowed to say Aussie?
Leighton Hewitt, he's into the second round. This will be a massive surprise. He's the... only remaining Aussie left in the draw.
I know, after Bernard Tomic's... he got bundled out.
Yeah,
say bundled out when you're talking about tennis. Hockey, the Hockey Roos won 6-0 against South Africa, absolutely creamed them.
Watched that one, did you?
I watched a little bit
of that. That was so interesting. That actually almost made me want to know more about hockey. That's how good that result was.
It's just golf with mouthguards, isn't it? And also the canoeing, the kayaking. Jessica Fox, after she capsized her boat in her first race, and then she got back and got back up and did very well in the second, so she's still in the running.
Apparently, now. in between events there, she had a can of solo and everything was fine. But so, can I just... badminton, though, did you see that?
I did. I was watching it.
Now, there is a girl who I think our whole country can get behind. Victoria Nah.
Vicky Nah from Carlton.
Look at you.
She's from
Look
Carlton.
At you. You're just Vicky. Now, you've already Australianized the nickname already, have you?
Yeah. Well, she's Vicky to me. And I reckon, what I'd like to see in badminton? I want to see badminton. I'd like to see them jumping the net when they win. Let's see how good you really are.
I've got an admission, too.
I don't reckon Hooker could jump it.
No, no, he'd go straight through it. Equestrian. I've got now medals decided tonight in the...
do they give a medal to the horse? Because the horse did all the work.
There was a tear. The horse ambulance got a fair workout last night. But Hoy, Fredericks and Burton, tonight, there's a medal decided. But last night was the cross country.
Yes.
And I've got a bit of an admission to make that I've kind of fallen a little bit in love with Zara Phillips.
Oh.
So I was watching last night, and I'm trying to be patriotic, but I just think it'd be such a win for the little guy if she somehow got a medal.
Forget about Victoria Nah from Carlton. No. Zara Phillips from Windsor.
No. Zara Phillips, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of Triple M listeners here, because there's a lot of staunch monarchists and members of English high society that are listening. But
King Wally Lewis for one.
King Wally Lewis. I just think that Zara Phillips is, she was flawless last night. She's a big medal chance.
Yeah.
And so I feel as though I've got all the Aussies.
Yeah.
Hoy, Fredericks. Griffiths. Is there a Roycroft in there?
No.
Usually there's a Roycroft.
It's just a Hoy.
And of course, Zara Phillips, by the way, well supported by the Duke and the Duchess, and Harry was there, and a couple other royals with ridiculous names, Beatrice and Eugenie. And I just think that she's possibly the people's champion.
Well, good on her. I reckon that, that they were jumping over sort of Shakespeare's house. Did you notice that? They were jumping over I reckon that's why so many horses fell. They're riding and they're going, oh my God, it's like it's Shakespeare's house, but it's small. usually I just jump a brush fence or a couple of poles. And it sort of had that sort of 16th century feel. I reckon they should have introduced jousting.
Jousting or just run at each other with a big mace. I don't know. Either way, we'd watch. But I think it's a good point. They're putting it was quite distracting for the horses. And also, a lot of falls last night.
Yes.
And a little tip to the Olympic. If you don't want the horse to fall, stop putting obstacles on the course. That's all I'll say there.
That would help. But before we go, I just want the Opals, of course, they played one of the most amazing games you could ever see against France. And now with 3 seconds left on the clock, France was ahead. They missed the free throw. With 1 second left, I'll go straight to what the commentator said. This is verbatim, word from word, what the commentator said. Time for Australia. A miracle. Belinda Snell from the three-quarter court. She comes up with a match winner. Snell has hit from beyond halfway line to snatch an incredible victory. End quote. Great words, great theatre, except
what was the score?
She drew the game.
Right.
It wasn't a victory. They went to overtime
there
and
we
lost. So that was the end of it. Now, look, there's a lot more to talk about. There's boxing, there's Damien Hooper, but we've just had a note here that after the great, we just thought that Thailand had changed their national anthem.
They have, yeah. We
apparently
heard that.
Nepal have also updated theirs.
Really?
We are Nepal, the greatest team of all. We are
Nepal.
We're always on the ball.
Wayne Carey to join us shortly here on the Rush Hour, going for gold on Triple M. This is the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1 Triple M. Thanks to the Chemist Warehouse, all the biggest brands at the lowest prices. While JB and Bill are in London, we've got Santa Chilara and Sam Pang with us for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, thanks, Higo, and big thank yous to the Chemist Warehouse. Whenever I'm shopping for a chemist, that's where I go. time to talk some AFL, and who better to do that than a man who played 272 games, dual premiership captain, and I know for a fact it was between himself and Kenneth Branagh to star in the Olympic opening ceremony, mm-hmm. just pipped at the post. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wayne Carey. Hello, Wayne.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Do you look any good in a top hat?
In a top hat?
Yeah. Have you ever worn a
well,
top hat?
Well, I probably would look all right in a top hat because
it would
cover that little spot that I've got. that the hairdresser keeps cutting the hole right in that same spot. So
it does, I know.
I reckon I'd probably go right in the top hat.
Yeah, in fact, my hairdresser keeps dyeing my hair grey.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I know.
He's very annoying.
They do that.
Shall we just launch into it? Brock McLean. He's just basically walked in and he's spilt the beans.
Well, I think a few have been saying it for some time.
Yes.
I think even Dean Bailey may have, without saying it 100%, I think he said it a little while ago. So I don't think it's any secret.
It's no secret, but it's we were just waiting on someone to actually just come out and like say it plain and true.
It is. So what happens from that? I mean, you know, does the AFL, can they or should they do anything about it? I mean, I don't think they will. I think that one of those things that I don't think it'll ever go away. Whenever you have those situations and those advantages for finishing down the bottom of the ladder, then I think it'll always happen.
Mm.
Right now, though, for Melbourne, more importantly, although he's not at Melbourne anymore, but more importantly for Melbourne, that they don't get those concessions now anyway because GWS and obviously Gold Coast get those beforehand. So it's no advantage to be as terrible as what they are at the minute.
Right.
For those actually who aren't up to date, Santo, this is what Brock McLean had to say last night on the couch.
Circumstances that happened in the second half of the year never really sat well.
Are you talking tanking here?
They don't call it tanking. We call it, you know, experimenting or whatever it was. And, you know, it just went against everything I was taught as a kid, you know, as a footballer, as a person. When I sat down with Dean Bailey, when I made my decision, you know, I brought that up with him. I told him what I really thought. And, you know, we were both on the same page. I really felt for Bales because he was put in an uncomfortable position.
Well, the big news is there is that I say experimenting is something you did at university, Santo, but that's
fine,
and everything's turned out fine. But I'd never heard it described as experimenting.
Well, the point that he makes there, and that is that, and this is the really important point, and that is that no player tanks. So, no player goes out there and is told not to try. They might get put in different positions, and hence that's what he means by experimenting. So the coach trying things and obviously not trying to win, because if you've got a gun sentiment and they put him in the back pocket, well, you're not trying to win the game. So that's where he's coming from there.
Well, isn't it interesting, because in the Olympics, when you've seen Emily Seabomb's tears and the way James Magnussen couldn't respond to the interview after, it just shows that when you're an elite sports person, you basically have to win, don't you?
Oh, well, you do, and especially these guys in the Olympics. Olympics. It comes around once every 4 years. I felt really sorry for James because he's obviously didn't perform how he would have liked. And then to be, I think, criticised, and that's what we do very well here in Australia. We are a bit like that in terms of tall poppy, although then we forgive very well, and I know that.
Yes.
So I will say that, you know, when he, and you could just see the disappointment and everyone's jumping on the fact that he was, you know, standing behind and he didn't really interview all that well. I mean, these guys have trained for the last 4 years for that one moment, and I think he'll bounce back. He's a sensational swimmer.
It's interesting you bring him up because we've just got a news update here, Wayne, that James Magnussen has just finished the first leg of that relay. So that's
That is un-Australian.
I want to talk tanking again just while we've got Wayne here.
How many gags have you made about me over the years, Terry?
Wayne.
Has there been a couple?
No, I've been absolutely.
I have
been respectful. We'll be talking about the 1993 Adelaide Premiership pre-season cup that you played in later on. I want to ask this about tanking because I can't let you off. I'm a man who asks the hard questions, Wayne.
Yeah, okay.
The 1998 grand final, North Melbourne versus Adelaide. Did North Melbourne tank
that
game?
We definitely tanked the second half. There's no question about that. That was certainly tanking, and one tank that I'll never, ever forget.
So basically, though, in terms of Brockton, no real new news, is there? Like, players don't tank, and I don't know.
No.
Prox Black in the senior team, that's probably the biggest news, isn't it? And he's going
all
right.
He's had a big week.
Yeah.
Look, we do need to go to break, but can you stay around, Wayne? Because it'd be great to talk more Olympics possibly with you, seeing that we spoke about Magnussen and Seabomb. We'll be back after this break.
It's the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1, Triple M, JB and Bill in London. So we've got Santo Chilaro, Sam Pang for the next couple of weeks, and Wayne Carey's with us.
Yeah, our special guest, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, before we get back to James Magnussen, Nick Darcy. Now, again, you mentioned before you've experienced the highs and lows of being a darling of the sport and of the media. Now, a couple of commentators, they didn't even allude to it. They basically said, good riddance. It's a pretty tough thing because he's done his time. He's done everything.
He certainly has. And he's over there representing our country. And I hope he does really well. I mean, you know, give a guy another chance and let's see what he does. And let's see whether he can bring home a medal for us. I mean, they're saying that he's only swimming for silver. Mm. But who knows? We've seen some of the very best this early in the Olympics already, not win medals.
Now he's actually gone because
he
swam seventh.
Geez, I'm Sandra Sully with the late news. Aren't I had no idea. So he's out. How did he go?
Well, he came seventh, which means that surely it's got to play on your mind. I mean, really, he looked sheepish when he was talking. He looked like, you know what I mean. It was
I tell you what it does do, and he probably has still a level of embarrassment with what's occurred. And you carry shame with you for so long until you address it. And I'm sure he's still ashamed of things that have been written and said and all of that. And that would be a burden on him. And I'm sure he'll be much better for it. And like I said, give the guy a go. He served his penance. Yeah. He's now represented Australia. Okay, he didn't win a medal, but let the guy get on with the rest of his life.
I just want to tell Wayne too that Maccabi Diva looking very good for three cups in a row. So just with all the latest. No. News,
I'm not that far behind, but I.
What have you actually been watching? What have you seen Olympics wise?
Oh, look, I've watched a little bit of the swimming, watched the boxing, flicked over, watched a bit of the badminton. What do you say, badminton? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's right.
I watched a little bit. Noticed that Leighton Hewitt has got through, and I'm a massive Leighton fan. I can't believe. You know, the people that think that Leighton should give it away. I think he's a great competitor. Glad that he's had the opportunity to represent his country at the Olympics. So that's great that he's still going for gold, which is awesome. But look, I'm a bit of a flicker. I had massive withdrawals on Monday night because Revenge finished the Monday before.
I wouldn't have picked you as a viewer of Revenge. Yeah, really into it.
I'm going to have to somehow get it sent to me, the second season, because it is a great show. I love it.
Or keep your fingers crossed on James Magnussen. That's sort of an episode of Revenge.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yes, it will be. But no, look,
really, you like a bit of Revenge. Anything else?
Revenge. I've watched watching. I know a lot of people tuned out once the American voice started, but I like the voice.
Right. What did you think of the Australian version?
I loved it. Yep. I absolutely loved it. Loved all the judges.
I told you I'd only ask hard questions over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon that's how they should judge the diving. Big orange chairs. Forget about the numbers.
Well, we only have to turn around if there's a little splash. Yeah. You turn around if there's a big splash, you don't.
And Seal turn around going, I was proud of you.
Yeah.
No, synchronized divers to cry.
No, looking forward to Stephanie Rice. Obviously, I think she obviously was a little bit disappointed in her first event. I'm looking forward to her bouncing back and winning a medal for Australia.
And it has been the talk of the town for about 3 weeks now. So, and just in case no one said, have you seen The Shire?
The Shire. I did flick to it. Flicked to it for about another 30 seconds last night. I tuned in the first episode and thought, oh my God, is this? I honestly didn't believe it was an Australian show. I thought it was made overseas, and flicked in for another 20 seconds and realised won't be flicking back. I can guarantee you that. Are the ratings going down on that? Are they at a dramatic rate?
I'm just watching the Olympics. Yes, to nod everybody.
Seems to be nod. Okay, well, I won't be tuning back in.
Okay. Wayne, thanks for joining us today. I've just heard that that Canada have changed their national anthem to make it a little bit more interesting. See if you like this, Wayne.
We know how to play the game. Side by side we stick together to uphold the Maples.
It's the Rush Hour, going for gold, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, going for gold on 105.1 Triple M. While JB and Bill are in London, we've got Santo Chilaro and Sam Pang with us.
Yes, thanks, Higo. And, of course, here for his take on day three of everything happening in London is the one and only Tom Gleisner.
Yeah, well, it's...
Wow.
I'll try and be cheerful, guys, but it's...
Stop flouncing, Tom. When you walk into that, you just flounce.
It wasn't a flounce, it was a sachet.
Okay.
It hasn't been a good day for Australia. All I can say is the day that our nation's Olympic pride rests on the shoulders of Leighton Hewitt is not a day that fills one with confidence. Yeah. But we'll push on. Have you noticed Channel 9's morning show, London Gold, has been renamed London Just Happy to Be Here? But at least it's given the Circle a bit of a bump in the ratings, so that's good news. Not a great day in the pool. Let's start there. Emily Seebohm could only manage a silver medal. She missed out on first place. Well, one of the commentators said by half a boat length. And that's not a good position to be in.
She Seebohmed.
She did. Yes. Nice. I'm surprised it hasn't been a headline. Liesl.
Even the pool is not salt.
We'll move on. Liesl came in fifth. Mm-hmm. At least she did put a bit of a positive spin on the post-race interview. Because we've had a bit of gloom and doom and tears, haven't we?
Well, yeah. There was Magnussen, of course, and then Emily was distraught.
Do we have the Don Bradman? Listen, let me a bit of advice here for the young sports people out there. You can have a bad day in the field, and you can still be chipper after a bad day. This is the Don being interviewed after a really bad day in the field. Have we got that?
I find when the day is over, although I may be tired, I get inside and have a good hot bath, and perhaps a shower, a massage. Then get back and have a real good night's sleep, and I find that I'm quite all right and fresh again the next day.
You get the message? That's all you need. The was thought that, of the Don having a massage.
Was that Don Bradman or his personal eunuch?
It was.
Why did they all speak like that in the 1930s?
Who knows?
A
hot bath and a shower.
Yeah, and a massage.
And a massage.
Personal hygiene was high on the Don's lists of priorities. Nick Darcy, they said, I heard last night, Santa, you were talking about Channel 9 sort of attitude to him. Tonight, bad boy Nick Darcy sets out to answer his critics. Mm. Now, had he won, would they have still called him bad boy?
I don't think so. I reckon we would have quickly changed our tune.
Fallen hero or well,
maybe yeah, maybe not hero. But yeah.
Had he won gold, I'm thinking Channel 9 sports reporter within a week. But no, unfortunately, heading home. Boxing. Damien Hooper, did you follow this one? He's in trouble for wearing a T-shirt bearing the Aboriginal flag into the ring.
I watched it happening. Yep.
Yeah, well, breach of rules. They have reached a settlement. For tomorrow night's bout, he has to wear a T-shirt bearing the image of Andrew Bolt. And that's just going to even things up all round.
That works well. You know how I think they should improve? Because have you noticed that if they're boxing now, they actually get proper entrances with music and spotlights. I reckon go the whole hog. You know the girls that hand out the medals?
Yeah.
Ring girls.
Nice.
Give them a number. They walk around.
Put them,
just,
You only need three of them.
You need three of them, exactly. And also, they should have a bit of trash talk maybe before they start. A weigh-in in their undies, just their undies and their helmets.
I like your thinking, Santo. Look, I'll finish up on one more, back to the pool, because obviously that's where the main focus is. China's, how do you say this, Sam? Ye Xuan?
That's the one.
Ye Xuan.
Ye Xuan.
She's under a cloud, 16 years old, and of course she won gold in the 400 meter individual medley. The breaststroke leg has come in for a bit of scrutiny. It's a bit technical, but in breaststroke, you have to touch at the wall with both hands. Mm-hmm, they've got to be first. But they've looked at the footage, and apparently something, her beard may have actually hit the wall first. And I'll leave it with you.
We'll look at the medal tally straight after this, because I reckon Tom has plumbed the depths. We have got so much bronze in there.
Yeah.
We can export that to China.
Thank you.
Coming to you live on the Triple M Worldwide Network. It's time for the Rush Hour, Going for Gold.
And it's our second big hour. Higo, how's our medal tally going?
I've just had a quick look back through the records here. Excellent performances today from yourself, Santo, that the country's sending your 15-year-olds because it's cheaper to get them into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's a silver medal for you today.
Jeez, he's tough, isn't he?
Yeah, I am,
I've got no golds today.
No golds yet.
Okay.
Still plenty of time.
Higo, am I even on the podium?
You are at the moment. James Magnussen just finished the first leg of the relay. That was at 4:35 today. Right. That's worthy of a bronze. You can do better.
So I'm ahead at the moment.
And Tom's done very well. I had two zingers from Tom. So London just happy to be here instead of London going for gold. And Ye Xuan, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is the one that really bolstered his gold here. Her beard touched the wall before her hands did. That's worthy of a gold.
We just need you swinging around on a big orange chair.
That's
and then you would make the perfect judge.
Coming up this hour, though, we speak to former Olympian and world champion Lindley Frame joining us in the studio. We're hoping to catch up with JB from London and Tommy G's quiz, which is...
I'm looking forward to that.
It's an institution in this city
already. I get to ring a bell.
Yeah, exactly. So all that and more, Higo.
Stay with us here. It is the Rush Hour Going for Gold. We're here for Chemist Warehouse, and in just a moment we're going to be joined by Lindley Frame. This is an Olympian joining us.
And a world champion.
And a world champion.
No beer.
Next, Rush Hour, Triple M. The Rush Hour Going for Gold, 105.1 Triple M, JB and Bill in London. So for the next couple of weeks, with Santo Chilara and Sam Pang.
And Higo was singing along to that song. He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
You know me too well already.
We're from Thailand. Anyway, we're very excited here because we have a special guest. Her name is Lindley Frame. Now, Sam, do you know what Lindley's done in the past?
Tell me.
Her list of achievements.
Go.
She's an Olympian.
Yeah.
She's a world champion. From the 91, was it 91?
Correct.
1991. She was a world champion in the breaststroke.
She was in the Shire, episode one.
She wasn't in that. She's now a world record holder in the Masters game. She's got a couple of records up her sleeve. Please welcome Lindley Frame. How are you, Lindley?
I'm great, Santa.
See, that's an entrance. Tommy G should really just have a look at what Lindley did then. Just
Tommy G, just, he does
just
runs
across
he
the
runs
top
his,
of the ground. There.
That's beautiful. Right. Lindley, have you been watching the Olympics?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Have you got
Can
Foxtel?
Can you tell? Have I got bags under my eyes
no,
yet?
You look good.
Okay.
On Foxtel, you got the big eight?
No. I refuse to pay for it. So
wow.
I'm just
You're
I'm
hardcore.
Going with yeah, I'm yeah. going with Channel 9. Fortunately, you know, the swimming's on at 4:30 in the morning, so
Fortunately.
But it depends how you look at it, but they've sort of been able to run through it almost as a whole event rather than having other sports breaking into the swimming.
Well, Lindley, without Foxtel, you are missing on some. You're missing out on some beautiful chemistry between Ray Hadley and Rebecca Wilson. But
I hear.
Yeah,
you know who they love? Nick Darcy.
They are big fans, don't they? Big fans of Nick Darcy. But what's taken your fancy so far?
What's taken my fancy? There is so much. Ryan Lochte stepping up. He was the one that was going to challenge Michael Phelps and stepping up in the 400 IM on the first day, I thought was pretty amazing. Also, you know, there's a young swimmer by the name of Missy Franklin that swam the semi-final of the 200 free, had a few laps swim down in the diving pool and jumped up to actually beat Emily Seabaum in the 100 back. So
Well, that's a thing.
Pretty
you know,
impressive.
Emily was really upset with her obviously we saw all the, you know, her tears and everything like that, but she was beaten. Missy is a very good swimmer, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's swimming. I'm not sure if it's 7 or 8 events at this meet. So, and also, I think she's around 16, so she's quite young, so she's going to back up her swims pretty well, but very talented girl.
Which brings us to the age thing. Now, So Missy Franklin, is that her name?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
She's 16.
Yeah, I believe she's quite young.
Ruta Melutite, she's
15.
15. Yeah. Ye Xuan.
She's 7. But they're very young.
Now tell me, is there something about, I mean, because we've had our own champions who have been quite young, sure, going all the way back to Shane Gould.
Shane Gould, yes.
And now, what is that? Is there an advantage to actually being so young? Is there a body shape thing that can help, or is it just...
Oh, particularly with girls. Mm-hmm. A lot of those girls haven't even hit puberty.
Right.
So,
but
hard training. Yeah, well, they're very sleek.
Right.
There's no, I mean, most of the girls in those suits look pretty sleek anyway, but I think one of the big things is that when the girls are younger, their strength to weight ratio is quite different. So they're not carrying as much body fat, but the strength that they have before they go through puberty actually enables them to be able to swim quite a lot faster. Going back to Janet Evans, remember Janet, she used to look like a water beetle on top of the water, and
right,
she was tiny. So that's one of the advantages.
And also, I guess you're also not carrying the expectations of a nation, really, when you're that young. No one really expects you to
really... No, all you're worried about is homework, so it doesn't really even matter.
The fact that you don't have to go to school.
That's right. Lindley, Ye Xuan, though, is kind of coming under this... It's veiled criticism, and there's different quotes that have been...
Alluded to.
Quotes like insane and disturbing. That was one that didn't camouflage that one as well. As an athlete, though, like Carl Lewis always talks about 88 with Ben Johnson and just knowing 87. And what's, as an athlete, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do believe I understand what you're alluding to. Look, you don't know. And I suppose the big thing that everyone is talking about is the fact that her last leg of the 400 IM was only fractionally slower than Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
You know, if you stand those two together, quite incredible.
And she smashed her personal best by 5 seconds.
Well, but that's not uncommon.
Really?
It's not uncommon at something like the Olympic Games. You think about it, these kids have been dreaming about it. It's been drummed into them. This is the greatest thing that you'll ever do. Some of them have just been absolutely flogged. And all of a sudden they just step up and they don't question it a lot. I think when you're young, you don't think too much. You don't question too much. You just get in and do the job. I think it's as you get older, you start noticing what other people are doing and psychoanalyzing yourself, which is a very, very dangerous thing.
You don't question much and you do what you're told, so you haven't met my kids. Lindley, can you please stick around? There's a lot more questions to ask about the Olympics. Is it okay?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We'll be back after the break.
This is the Rush Hour, going for gold. Santo Chilaro's Sam Pang and our special guest at the moment, an Olympian, world champion, world record holder, Lindley Frame.
That's right, Higo. She's done it all.
And more.
And now she's on this show. So it's things aren't going well, Lindley, but that's fine.
This is going on my resume.
I just want to, before we move on, though, the Magnussen and now the Emily Seebohm post-race interview.
Yes.
You would have done so many in your time. Now, those two were very different, obviously, and one copped a bit of flack. One, of course, was just actually quite a moving, touching moment. What's it like to actually have to talk immediately after a race?
Look, I have to admit, I actually didn't talk. I didn't perform the way that I wanted to at the 92 Olympics. I'd come off being a world champion and I was absolutely gutted. And I guess there wasn't that pressure back then that you had to talk. But the reporter that was there, Kim Watkins, actually looked and she said, are you okay? And I just shook my head and she just waved at me and said, keep on going.
That's sensible, because you would think, because Magnussen was clearly shocked.
Yes, he was shocked. I suppose the thing that I found really difficult was that they were a team, and I know that he was shocked, and even if he didn't have anything to say, he should have stood up there with the guys, and I think that's the big thing. The other thing we have to look at is he's actually never lost like that before. You know, right. And when you're looking on the world stage, he's won the world championships. Yes, that was the thing that brought him to everyone's attention. But he's never coped with a devastating loss. And that's, you know, we all know that's character building.
And clearly they talked about a plan. I think their only plan was that he was going to be ahead at that first leg. And when that didn't happen, then other than let's just swim as fast as we can, there's no other plan.
Yeah, well, the other plan that they had was that he was actually, they thought he was going to race Michael Phelps. And that would give them clear water. Really interesting. I think they tried to play too many games because according to the commentary, they actually took six swimmers down to the marshalling area so the other teams wouldn't know who was swimming the relay. I think you rock up to the marshalling area and say, these are the four fastest swimmers that we have. You step up and say, this is it. But I think they were so worried about psyching out other teams, they actually played into everyone else's hands.
Right. And do you think he can redeem himself?
It's going to be really hard. I honestly don't know. He's always swum and spoken with a whole lot of confidence, and he got that off winning one major event. So it's actually going to be really tough.
Go on.
Lindley, the environment has changed a lot too as a swimmer or as an athlete, of course, with social media. And it's interesting that Emily Seebohm today has actually admitted that her obsession with social media may have cost her. Now, I found that out via Twitter, by the way. She said that she may have stayed up too long on Twitter and Facebook, and it may have had a small impact. And, of course, if you only lose by less than a second, then, you know, every inch counts.
Yes.
How do you? That's obviously a change in the environment as an athlete.
Yeah, we didn't have to deal with anything like that.
Well, you didn't even have to do a post-race interview. That's amazing.
We got our things. We didn't get text messages. We got faxes. So
Herograms.
I've still got my herograms. It's interesting, isn't it? I actually thought that they were going to have a ban on that sort of social media while they were competing. I think they would have all been really sensible to just put the phone aside. It's a once in a lifetime. People talk about it being my first Olympics, but I tell you what, chances of making a second Olympic team are really slim to get a dual Olympian, particularly in swimming. I mean, that's why Lisa Jones is amazing with what she's done. But, you know, for a lot of these, we won't see these faces at the next Olympic Games. So you kind of think, put your phone away for 8 days and just think about yourself.
Or in Emily's case, at least during the race. Don't tweet at the turn.
During that opening ceremony with the parade, they're all holding up their phones. It's kind of weird. They tried to ban it, I think, last time, didn't they? It didn't quite work.
I'm not sure, but my thing is, isn't it a shame that you have to record something and that's your memory rather than experiencing, you know, all of those feelings?
And sitting down there maybe painting it, doing a nice painting. I just want to get away from just a couple of very quick questions. My hero is Yannick Agnel at the moment, the French swimmer.
Yes.
You talked about Lochte and Park and Soon. They were the big three that were going to win that race, and Agnel beat them by about a length. How good is the boy?
Amazing. Well, our first major vision was him anchoring the leg in the 4x100 freestyle relay. So he swam a 46. Now, the guy was a 400-metre swimmer, so he's certainly come down in the distance. But when you watch that 200 freestyle this morning, you could see the experience in the 400. He really has just that extra work. So he was able to get out there quickly, but actually maintain that length that he had on the rest of the field.
Lindley, we have to go to a break. Just very quickly, do you have Federica Pellegrini's phone number? Because I just need to give her a call. Have you seen how beautiful she is?
She's
beautiful.
She's taken.
Is she? Damn. Okay, will you stay around for the quiz? Tom's got a quiz.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Great.
We'll be back with more.
Santo Chilaro is here, Sam Pang, and so is Lindley Frame.
Yeah, and thank you to you, Higo. Have you got your trumpet ready?
I do.
A one and a two and a one, two.
Higher, stronger, faster, gooder. Yes, it's time now for the Rush Hour's Olympic Quiz.
Triple M is in no way affiliated with or officially sanctioned by the Olympic Games, its athletes, events or official partners, formally recognised by the IOC.
And here's your quizmaster, Tom Gleisner.
Indeed, standing by with the questions, but first we need to check the buzzers. Santo, Sam, Lindley. Perfect. All under control. Okay. How many goals did the Australian hockey team defeat South Africa by?
Oh, easy.
Sam.
Yeah, I'm not mucking around today. Six.
6-0. Well,
done. I knew it was
Did I just level up with what I got yesterday?
You have.
Is that
I think
right?
You did, yeah.
Yes.
Well, Sam, you can lose points. Who is Australia's only competitor in the badminton singles?
Oh, wow.
Lindley.
Victoria.
Nah. Correct.
Did I get half right?
No, we'll give it all away. Okay, listen carefully. I want you to identify this sport.
Tennis? Tennis?
No.
A question?
With rubber-soled shoes? No, Lindley, you got a free hit.
You got a free hit.
I want to do that for the sake of it.
Please.
I was going to say basketball, but it doesn't sound right.
No. And no, badminton was, in fact, the Mr.
So you
Fine
tricked
sport.
Us because you went Victorian.
I know. You thought I'd never go there. That. What member of the Opals scored the miracle shot with 1 second remaining last night?
Belinda Snell.
Correct.
So okay. You're taking this seriously today.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
About?
Sorry.
Double point option. Double points here.
Okay.
Name two of Australia's married couples competing at this year's game, Sam.
Russell and Lauren Mark.
Correct. In the comedian shooting, of course.
And Victoria Nair and Lena. Are they not married? Tommy, are you telling me they're not married?
Close, but no. Anyone else?
I reckon a couple of our synchronised divers, I reckon.
It's not legally recognised at this point, Santa. Lindley, any thoughts?
No idea. I don't like that I don't know, though, because I'm really competitive.
Okay, there you go. Lucinda and Clayton Fredericks in the equestrian.
Oh,
wow. Does that mean that Sam gets a half?
Yeah, that'll do. Here you go. Well done.
Thank you.
And while we're on equestrian, what is the name of Lucinda's horse?
Is Leilani?
No. No, anyone?
It was a horse.
Was it Towering Inferno?
No.
No?
Silver?
Close, but no cigar. Flying Finish is the name of the horse. What type of horse is it?
Shetland.
No. We're obviously not. No. I should abandon this. It's a 10-year-old bay gelding. No points for anyone. Ah. Listen carefully. Name this national anthem.
Russia.
Actually close, but no cigar. Oh. But close geographically. Lindley?
Lithuania?
Oh, you're just... Sam, if you could split the difference, you know, think of a border between the two.
Yes.
In fact, Russia and Lithuania invaded them, so is that a clue?
Oh. It did they? Poland.
It's Belarus. Oh, come on. Known as Belarus the Peaceful is the name of the anthem.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay,
all
navy,
right.
We are the Navy Blues.
Are we travelling here? I think I will do a score update in just a moment.
You've got plenty of time.
Okay. In what sport can a competitor be issued with a black card?
Oh. A black card?
What? Tommy, these questions are hard
these
today.
These are genuine questions.
I don't think the commentators are giving this information.
No.
I'll go judo.
Close. It's fencing. And it's instantly out of the arena. You and your coach, gone.
Did the girl that sat down in protest get one of those?
No, she got a bouquet of flowers, I believe, because they felt sorry for her. But close enough. Okay, Rebecca Sonny of America is the current women's 100-metre breaststroke world champion. Who held the title in 1991?
Oh, that's easy.
Sam, you went first.
Victoria Nair. Easily.
Sando, you want to kick it home?
Lena.
No, come on, Lindley. Who did? 1991.
Me.
On. You did indeed. 2 points for you. Not only one for the answer and one for being the answer.
She got a black card for that.
She did. this is a bit controversial, but this is true. Swiss soccer player Michelle Morganella has been sent home for publicly calling the South Korean team a bunch of what?
South Korean.
This is actually not pleasant.
Oh.
It's a French slang term, triso, for people with Down syndrome.
Oh.
He tweeted that and they spotted, even though the usual, took it down immediately, you're going home. Black card.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough too. Ooh. Why has Welsh singer Tom Jones pulled out of the Olympic concert in Hyde Park this weekend? Sam?
He didn't want to disappoint his parents and his coaches.
Sando?
Because Paul McCartney's still going.
Lindley, you got a free hit.
He lost his voice.
Close and correct. Bronchitis.
There
you go.
Us.
Here you go. Where does that take us to?
It puts us, Sam's on 1.5.
Mm.
It's better than you did yesterday, so well done. Yeah. Lindley on 4, Santo on 1. Lindley, is
you are
champion?
Our winner. You get your own body weight in human growth hormone. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Lindley, thanks for joining us today, and good luck with the rest of your career. You're still going.
You.
You're still setting world records.
Yeah, just going around a couple more times.
Fantastic.
Thanks
for dropping
Lindley.
In.
Thanks, Lily.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Rush Hour, going for gold. JB and Bill are in London, and for the next couple of weeks, we've got Santo Chilara and Sam Pang with us.
And just in case you haven't heard, if you, this happened earlier in the previous hour, we just got word that the Thai, well, the Thai Olympic Committee has decided to change its national anthem to something a little bit more exciting. And yeah. Then, of course, we heard the news that Nepal had also got a new anthem.
Yep.
We are Nepal, the greatest team of all. We are Nepal.
Now, Santa, they are isolated in
Canada.
Oh, really?
Canada also upgraded. Didn't you hear that? You heard Canada, didn't you?
Yeah. Not that one. No, but it's only those three.
That'd be good for good old Cameroon forever. Yeah. I think the Cameroon are really upset.
They're the only three.
The great news. This all kicked off because we thought that the Lithuanian national anthem was just a little bit slow. They've changed. Because of those three, Lithuania have stepped up to the plate as well.
We're the pride of
Lithuania. Lithuanians.
We're courageous.
Oh. Wow. Did you like that?
Oh, no, it's better than what they served up.
Mighty Lithuanians.
I can't believe that's caught on. That's in the space of 24 hours, four countries have just changed their national anthem.
I tell you who'd be proud of us, JB. We've been looking after this show so well for him.
Yep.
He's on the phone right now.
James, just a quick one from me. Santo said you're doing a great job, you and James. Are you at all just, biting your tongue, just trying not to slip into some AFL commentary style, James? Is it a bit hard? How hard is it? Who do you think's going better, you or Dwayne over at the equestrian?
I haven't heard any of Dwayne's work, but I know it'll be outstanding. But when the finals come and when the Aussies are, stroke for stroke, heading for gold, I'd be surprised if some of the AFL stuff didn't drift out because it's in your DNA. But at the moment, we're at Eton, which is the most exclusive private school in the world. We're around these very cultured rowing people, so I'm just keeping a nice lid on it, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
What are the chances, James, that by the end of 2012 London, that a catchphrase of yours will be wonderful rowing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get around him in there at some stage. But I tell you, there is some unbelievable rowing coming up. The Australian fours yesterday, they're awesome foursome, equivalent of these Olympics, breaking an Olympic record. I love the mental business they've done too, just taunting the Brits every time they're in the press, Drew Ginn. It's fantastic. So it is a very, very cool sport, rowing.
You there when, who was it? Was it Hamidou Djibo Issaka when he rode? Were you there?
We were there. And the funny thing is, I was screaming down to the producer back at the IBC saying, don't leave this, because this is one of the great stories of the rowing. This bloke is Eric the Eel of the 2012 Games. Anyway, the lady said to me, the producer, she said, well, I'm sorry, but we've already gone to a break, but we may be able to come back from a minute-long break, and he's still rowing. And he actually was.
He was, because he was about a minute 40 behind the winner, wasn't he?
Yep, classic.
But what are they thinking? So he actually wasn't rowing 3 months ago. He's just taken it up. He came from swimming or something. But what's the thought behind that? Are you just allowed to enter anyone you want in any competition?
Well, again, you've got to go through, I think it's an Asian qualifying for him. Mm-hmm. But what astounds me is that, Australia must have five single sculler in the men's who are twice as fast as that bloke, and yet we don't even put a single sculler into the Olympics. Mm. So work it out. But anyway, I'm glad he was here.
Well, look, you keep up the great work, JB. We're very proud of you over there, and I promise we haven't broken anything yet here. It's all going fine, and wish you best.
Well, Santo, no one knows the Triple M studios better than yourself, so I know that you'll do a great job.
And it's great to hear that we're still playing the same music from 15 years ago.
Oh, no, that's it.
James, I'm just off to have a couple of frothies.
You go and enjoy that. It's great to chat to you, boys.
JB from London here on the Rush Hour, going for gold. Back to wrap it up in just a sec. Yeah. Jack White, I'm shaken. This is the Rush Hour, going for gold. Sam Pang and Santo Chilara.
You have to admire a guy who says noivus in a song.
I really do
like that. Just a quick cheerio to Phil, friend of ours. We're thinking of you, Phil. How are you going? And also, I just got a Nat Cook. and Tamsin Hinchley, they lost their second match in the beach volleyball.
Wow, they're on fire, two
they're
in a row.
They're on fire, yeah, two in a row. They actually got within that. They were on a match point, and then their things turned around for them. And it was a weather-interrupted three-setter. You know you're in London when the beach volleyball is delayed due to hail. You really do. Now, we've got another phone call, Samuel.
Well, it's coming towards the end of the show, but, yeah, we're just going to quickly just grab this phone call.
Yashwen, the controversial 16-year-old swimmer.
We've got her on the line.
Well, I think so. There was an implication that she may have, been helped by certain.
She's putting in some time. Like when you swim faster than a boat,
yes,
that's always going to, just some alarm bells are going to go off. But we've got her on the line.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
we were hoping to speak to Yashwen.
Speaking.
Wow. Congratulations on your success. Are you sure? Can you take us through your pre-race preparations?
Very, very simple. I get up, I take shower, I shave, I do Tai Chi, I shave again, I go to pool, I swim fast.
Right.
I must go now.
Is that your father?
And my mother.
That's her mother.
Now, here you go.
When you ring a home landline, you don't know who you're going to get. So we thought that was the... Anyway.
I didn't even hear the international beeps on that one.
Nothing.
Wow. Amazing.
Here you go. Yes. On that note, I think we should go to the... I think it's a great time to go to the medal tally.
I think
we should start with Tommy G.
Tommy G.
He's gone today.
Well, he did produce the gold yesterday as well as today because he had a farting horse on the very first show, which I enjoyed. He spoke about Yashwen and how her beard touched the wall before her hands did. But a special mention here has to go to yourself, Sam. Ray Hadley and Rebecca Wilson, the chemistry that you mentioned. So, well done. I'll put you down for a gold for that because that is something that I'm going to actually watch with interest tonight.
That's your first gold.
That's my first gag in 2 days. Great. Thank you very much, Hugo. Tonight, of course, it all continues. The women's 200, Stephanie Rice and Alicia Coutts, look out for that. The men's basketball, we're playing Spain tonight.
The Boomers
at 8:15 versus
the Espanyolos.
Yeah, but of course, I'll be just the equestrian. Look, everyone might be, the whole of a nation will be behind Andrew Hoy. I'm going for the little guy. Zara Phillips, just a little minnow.
Victoria Nah is competing against Wang Gu. sound like ingredients or something. They're at the Wembley Arena in the badminton.
Yep.
So that's what's happening there in the men's basketball. You've already mentioned James Magnus and James Roberts, they're competing in the men's 100-metre freestyle heats. Jessica Shipper, she'll be out there for the 200-metre fly. It's going to be a big show tomorrow,
we'll be back,
I believe.
Yes, it will be. But just thank you today, Wayne Carey. Of course, Lindley Frame came in and joined us. Tommy Gleisner, and just thank you to Higo.
And guess who we've got tomorrow?
Oh, who's coming?
Trev Marmalade.
Wow.
Trev Marmalade's coming in. Tom's Quiz, that'll be back. Heaps of special guests. We might even get Higo back.
Oh, Higo, that'd be good.
Would you come back?
Yeah, well, I kind of work here. I haven't got a choice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, and I reckon that's it for the day, is it?
Yes, that
time
is
to go
all.
Home.
Thank you, Santo.
Okay. See you, Sam. We'll see you tomorrow.